It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
We're hearing from one of the young people mentored by the fallen Santaquin police officer, Sergeant Bill Hoosier.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our live team coverage in the line of duty. Adam?
Amanda, Sergeant Hoosier was an instructor in the Nebo School District's Citizen Academy internship for high school students. The program is only 2 hours a week, but one student said Hoosier set up all the assignments and really kept the whole thing in motion. Taught them about law enforcement, even got them some time with the K-9 team and a visit to places like the Emergency Dispatch Center and the county jail. The student says Hoosier's death hit him like a freight train. Reporting live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
That student, Spencer Peterson, says those 2 hours with Sergeant Hoosier was always the best part of the week.
We're all going to miss him. You know, the community for sure has taken a hit. He was just one of the best men that I've ever met.
He tells KSL TV Hoosier's influence helped him decide to pursue a career in law enforcement in the future.
The manhunt for the driver who police say hit and killed Sergeant Hoosier left some small communities in shock. Wyatt Newton tells KSL TV police were at every intersection in Mona.
This is unheard of down here. Never seen anything like that here in Mona.
He says officers were practically going door to door during the search.
All of the police departments in Utah County are now helping the Santaquin Police Department fill in shifts while their officers grieve. The Utah County Sheriff's Office is helping organize that effort, and they say they've got just about every shift covered through tomorrow.
At this point, we're still waiting to find out when funeral services will be held for Sergeant Bill Hoosier. We will be sure to let you know as soon as we get them, and we will post all that information on KSLNewsRadio.com.
In other news this morning, a new witness in the Chad Daybell trial talks about how Daybell would label Lori Vallow's kids.
Melanie Pawlowski is Lori Vallow's niece. She testified that Chad Daybell would use a pendant to get answers from God and would give blessings to her over the phone. Pawlowski says she moved to Rexburg in September 2019, but never saw Lori's two kids, JJ and Tylee. She would, though, get different answers on their whereabouts. She testified that she thought it was Chad who labeled both JJ and Tylee as dark before their deaths. She also thought it was Chad who considered people zombies if darkness overtook them. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
The city of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, is out with a decision about what the University of Utah women's basketball coach called racial hate crimes. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with the report. Peter?
Amanda, the city of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, won't be filing charges against an 18-year-old they say yelled slurs at the University of Utah women's basketball team. Deputy City Attorney Ryan Hunter says the man shouted the N-word and a misogynistic word at Utah players, but that's not enough to constitute disturbing the peace, disorderly conduct, and malicious harassment. Hunter says the incident was abhorrently racist and misogynistic, but that there's not enough evidence to count as unprotected speech under current law. Utes coach Lynn Roberts said originally that these were racial hate crimes. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. We are monitoring reports this morning that the Israeli military is moving forward with its long-planned offensive in Rafah. Here's ABC's M. Nguyen.
A Palestinian security official and an Egyptian official told the Associated Press that Israel tanks have entered the city of Rafah, which has been a refuge for more than 1 million displaced Palestinians, a city Israel describes as Hamas's final stronghold.
Last evening, Hamas says they agreed to a ceasefire agreement proposed by Egypt and Qatar, but Israel says that deal does not meet their requirements.
The government is out with new numbers saying the trust fund used to pay Social Security benefits will run out of money in 2035. That's a year later than previously projected, thanks to a large number of people who have jobs.
Yeah, so weather now with Matt Johnson. It's been a cold morning with rain in some spots, a lot of snow in the mountains.
A band of rain snow showers at 7 a.m. will then break up into scattered showers as we work into the afternoon. By the lunch hour, cloudy skies with a 30% chance for a shower, temperatures in the mid-40s. By afternoon, that daytime heating could help to pop up a couple of showers in the evening hours, but look for a high of only 50 today with some breezy winds.
Matt says if you're sick of the cold, you can look forward to the weekend when we get back into the 70s.
First look traffic on the 7 o'clock report, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
Traffic's pretty rough on Kaysville on I-15 in both directions. You got some southbound backups from 200 North all the way down to Park Lane in Farmington, similar to what we had yesterday. We've also got a crash on the northbound side where the road's very wet. Highway 89 in that same area having issues. And then we've got a couple of problems. Southbound 215, the ramp to West 80 on the west side near the airport. That's closed this morning. And now we've got a crash on the ramp from eastbound 80 to north 215. It's rough. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Look at this. The U.S. News & World Report has ranked Utah as the best state in America. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with how we got there. Michael?
Tim, we took the top of this podium alongside New Hampshire and Nebraska for the best overall ranking. But if you want to get into specifics, Utah performed the best in economy, infrastructure, and even education. Turns out, Utahns don't seem to mind being generous in funding public higher ed, and college students typically have low debt when they graduate thanks to a working through college lifestyle. Still, these rankings represent methodology and are prone to change. And as far as improvements go, Utah's ranking in environment and gender equality didn't fare as well. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
Boeing's Starliner space mission was canceled last night, just a couple of hours before takeoff.
Veteran astronauts Suni Williams and Butch Wilmore were strapped in and ready to go when they got the message from Mission Control.
Yeah, Roger. So the engineering team has evaluated. The vehicle is not in a configuration where we can proceed with flight today. We're going to initiate our scrub and recycle operation.
The issue was a faulty valve on the Atlas V rocket that was to carry Starliner into space. The next possible launch window comes Friday. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Boeing is also dealing with a new FAA investigation looking to see if maintenance crews were completing the required inspections. The investigation centered around the 787 Dreamliner and parts that attach the wings to the fuselage.
An Elk Ridge family is mourning after the death of their 19-year-old son in a bull riding accident. Roy and Megan Anderson say their son Tate wanted to be a bull rider since he was little.
He loved to make people happy.
That kid could have been a kid for life.
Tate was stepped on by a bull Saturday night and later died at Utah Valley Hospital. There is a GoFundMe set up to help the family cover expenses, and you can find it at KSLTV.com.
Later today, Salt Lake City Mayor Aaron Mendenhall and the City Council are expected to go over next year's recommended budget. They'll be looking at improvements around the city and upcoming construction projects.
BYU Pathway Worldwide has officially launched their three-year bachelor's degree programs. The degree is offered through BYU-Idaho and Ensign College. The program gets rid of elective credits to help students earn their degrees faster.
Investigators in Poland say an effort to identify some human skeletons found at the base of a base used by Adolf Hitler have come to an end.
The advanced decay of the skeletons discovered in February made it impossible to determine the cause of death, say the Polish prosecutors. The area used to be part of Germany called Wolf's Lair. About 200 Nazi bunkers and military barracks in deep woods was the site of the failed assassination attempt on Hitler in July 1944, noted in this British newsreel.
Everyone at the conference, with the exception of General Korten and the Führer, was blown out of the windows by the bomb.
The site is now a tourist attraction. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Coming up on 7:09, let's check the drive. Brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Andy, is that a truck that's off in the dirt there?
Yeah, it's on the ramp from eastbound 80 to go to north 215. We've had a lot of trucks crash on this ramp today, again the case. So this is affecting people who are trying to go from east 80 to north 215. At the moment, I think they're forcing people to go to Redwood Road instead because of this ramp and this crash. Emergency vehicles are on the scene. But we also have a southbound closure of the ramp from 215 to go to I-80, although that one was planned and it's been in place all morning. So kind of a pain out by the airport. We've also got slowdowns on Mountain View Corridor, pretty thick near 3500 South, and I-15 a little bit slow near 33rd South. Len?
Well, we're looking at this big lake between Kaysville and Farmington causing lots of problems. We had three crashes in the Farmington-Kaysville area. Those have cleared pretty much, but we have one further north of here on 700 South. That is actually in Layton, 700 South, southbound on the right shoulder. But now we've got two crashes that have cropped up on US 89, northbound I-15. Coming out of US 89 in Farmington on the left shoulder, and a new one that is US 89 at Nichols Road in Fruit Heights on the right shoulder. And we're looking at those some of those slowdowns, but otherwise the freeways are moving along fairly well if you can get past those. Eric,
we got some wet roads out on I-80 through Parley's Canyon. It's not the slowdowns are not as bad as it was as we started off the morning drive, but you do have reduced speed still from basically the quarry all the way out to the Kimball Junction exit in both directions. I-15 in Utah County is looking solid. You got normal drive times between Spanish Fork and Point of the Mountain. That's 24 minutes northbound. Revere Health encourages you to schedule your preventative care and annual checkups to help increase the potential to live your most healthy and active life. Revere Health, your partner in health, your partner in life. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL hourly forecast, a band of rain, snow, showers at 7 a.m. will then break up into scattered showers as we work into the afternoon. By the lunch hour, cloudy skies with a 30% chance for a shower, temperatures in the mid-40s. By afternoon, that daytime heating could help to pop up a couple of showers in the evening hours, but look for a high of only 50 today with some breezy winds. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
It's on again, off again rain in Salt Lake City, 39 degrees.
And coming up in just a moment, the Pelicans are back to the Great Salt Lake. We'll tell you what's going on in just a moment.
Miss USA, who comes from Utah, is stepping down. Noelia Voigt says she's giving up her crown to focus on her mental health. We get more from ABC's Lionel Moise.
Mental health came to the forefront in the pageant world with the untimely death of former Miss USA Chesley Christ in 2022. Christ was an attorney and correspondent for the TV show Extra. Her mother details some of Christ's struggles with depression in the new book, By the Time You Read This, adding to the memoir Chris was about to publish before dying by suicide at age 30.
We just want to remind everybody that if you or anyone you know is struggling with your mental health, the Crisis Lifeline is available 24 hours a day at 988.
Rookie minicamps are starting in the NFL, meaning players with local ties who signed with teams are getting a chance to show off what they've got. One of them is former BYU lineman Kingsley Suamataia, who is now with the Kansas City Chiefs, and he's excited to help protect quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick was probably the second guy that hit me up getting ready. He said he's fired up, so just trying to get in the playbook as fast as I can. You know, best help our O-line and the team. So Patrick has been a great mentor as well. Just waking up to a message from him, it just blows my mind.
He also says it's fun playing for a former BYU player, Coach Andy Reid.
Patrick Mahomes is also known for giving his linemen who protect him during the game some nice gifts.
Oh, really?
At the end of seasons,
wow.
Yeah. The Utah Utes picked up an unusual commit for the upcoming football season. This is a strange twist. Former BYU and Baylor basketball player Caleb Lohner has traded in his high tops for cleats. Lohner has 1 year of college eligibility left, and he decided he wants to see if he can catch passes as a tight end for the Utes. He's big and tall. He can jump. The coaches are anxious to see how his skills translate to the football field.
Wouldn't you like to be in the room when that decision process is going on?
Yeah.
Minnesota Timberwolves center and former Jazz man Rudy Gobert missed last night's playoff game in Denver, and it was for a good reason. He and his girlfriend welcomed their first child, which we're told is a baby boy. The T-Wolves took care of business while Gobert was out, winning the game by over 20 points.
Both games on the road and both against the defending champs, Denver Nuggets. That's impressive stuff. Trending this hour on the 7 o'clock report. If you've ever wanted to be in a movie, now is your time. Kevin Costner is looking for hundreds of extras in his new movie, Horizon, an American saga. It's going to be filming down in St. George. They're also looking for people who can handle livestock, have blacksmith skills, or horseback riding experience. And they're paying $150 an hour or more if you have the desired skills.
Wow.
Yeah.
Make some money there. 18 French bakers broke the world record for the largest baguette. The team made a 460-foot-long baguette, which was then smothered in Nutella and given out to attendees at the showing.
Therapy dogs are taking over courtrooms in Salt Lake City to help soothe adults and children in stressful situations. The dogs are Intermountain Therapy Animals. The department was founded 30 years ago. They visit 170 facilities in Utah and Montana, and there are now 5 Salt Lake juvenile court judges who regularly have the dogs in their courtrooms.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
KSL News Time now is 7:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the city of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho won't be filing charges against an 18-year-old man they say yelled slurs at the University of Utah women's basketball team. I'm KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston.
Second, all of the police departments in Utah County are now helping the Santaquin Police Department fill its shifts while their officers grieve the death of Sergeant Bill Hoosier.
Third, it's traffic and weather together.
There's this band of weather that's just ruining traffic on West Davis, on I-15, and Highway 89, right in the Kaysville, Fruit Heights, Farmington area. So it doesn't matter which of those roads you're on, you're going to really struggle going south right now. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Our last day of wet weather, then a warm-up. I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now it's 39 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios.
If you're just joining us, we learned who's going to be on the witness stand today in the trial against former President Donald Trump. Let's go to ABC News.
From ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Stormy Daniels, the adult actress at the center of former President Trump's criminal hush money trial, is expected to testify today, says ABC's Aaron Katursky outside the courthouse.
Prosecutors say her claim of a tryst with former President Trump, which he has long denied occurred, was the motivating factor for him to falsify business records, as he's accused of doing here. Prosecutors say he falsified those records to keep her claim away from voters. The Access Hollywood tape had just come out in 2016, and prosecutors say Trump's campaign couldn't take another sex scandal.
In the Middle East, fears of a drop in aid to Gaza as Israel's military rolled into the city of Rafah and shut the border crossing. ABC's Jordana Miller has the latest from Jerusalem.
Israeli troops and tanks rolling into southeast Gaza, seizing control of the Palestinian side of the Rafah border crossing. That's the main entry point for humanitarian aid from Egyptian soil. The IDF takeover coming a day after Hamas staged a deadly attack on Israeli soldiers near the crossing, and just hours after 100,000 Gazans were called on to evacuate the area.
The military action could also be a negotiating ploy as ceasefire talks continue in Egypt. In the U.S., pro-Palestinian demonstrations continue across college campuses, this one at the University of Chicago. In northwest Oklahoma and other areas hit hard by severe weather, it's cleanup time. The weather blamed for one death in Oklahoma. 16 tornadoes were reported across six states, including one in Smithville, Tennessee.
It was like a whistle from the tornado. It sounded like a whistle to me. And then there was just like loud noises everywhere.
And today in Russia, the inauguration of Vladimir Putin for a fifth term as president. You're listening to ABC News.
Alzheimer's disease is being put in the spotlight here in the state. KSL News Radio's Emma Keddington has more.
The Alzheimer's Foundation of America is hosting a free caregiving and educational conference Wednesday, May 15th in West Valley. The conference will host experts in the Alzheimer's and dementia research field and will allow people to learn all about new treatments and caregiving advice for those supporting loved ones with the disease. One of these experts is the University of Utah's Dr. Donna Cross, who's a part of an effort to repurpose a cancer drug to treat Alzheimer's. Emma Keddington, KSL News Radio.
Utah is one of 10 states getting millions of dollars to help with water supplies. The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation says the money will help fund 42 projects in 10 states. $6.6 million will go to the Ute Tribe Water Systems. It provides water for 3,000 members of the community.
And look at this. Pelicans are returning to Hat Island in the Great Salt Lake.
The pelicans have not nested on Hat Island since 1943. Program manager for the Great Salt Lake Ecosystem Program, John Luft, says the pelicans are possibly returning to Hat Island because they are scared of predators.
Some coyotes accessing the island, Gunnison Island, last year. And so we've had quite a few birds out on Hat Island.
For bird watchers, Luft says pelicans are some of the largest and unique birds at the lake.
You can see kind of these pelican whirlwinds, if you will, when they're catching thermals.
Josue Sanchez, KSL News Radio.
That's cool.
Yeah, I just stop and think about how lucky we are that we have the wildlife viewing opportunities we do. Yeah. Farmington Bay with, you know, all of the birds that pass through here on a regular basis, but it's nice to have the pelicans nesting again. By the way, he will join us on the outdoor show coming up Saturday morning. We'll talk more about it more in depth at 7:05 on Saturday.
7:19 now. Traffic and weather together brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon, Andy.
Amanda, right now we've got issues on the west side, including a crash on 5600 West at the 21st South Freeway. It's a car got smashed up pretty bad, blocking the right lane. Fortunately for drivers in West Valley, it's not that big of a delay. There's actually more delay on Mountain View going up to 3500 South. And then we've got a bunch of problems at the interchange between I-215 and I-80. Southbound, the ramp to westbound 80 from Davis County towards the airport has been closed all morning. And now we've got a ramp closure from eastbound 80 to north 215 because a semi has rolled into the dirt there. Lynn?
Well, Andy, that swampy drive continues on the roads in Kaysville and Farmington. Southbound I-15, the slowest. Several earlier crashes here are gone, but three slide-offs on the West Davis corridor between Kaysville and Farmington. Wet and slow on US 89 with a crash southbound US 89 at Nichols Road in Fruit Heights on the right shoulder. Eric?
Started off pretty rough on I-80 through the mountains this morning. It is getting better. You still have some slowing eastbound, westbound up over the top of Partly Summit. You still got wet roads to contend with. Down Utah County, I-15 northbound from Provo to Lehigh. That is in pretty decent shape. Celebrate spring in a clean home. Call Zero Res and get one room clean starting at just $25 with a four-room minimum. Visit ZeroRes.com and book your appointment today. Zero Res. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast. We've got a high of only 50 degrees today. Rain, snow, showers possible, but widely scattered. 51, mostly cloudy on Wednesday. Thursday, 64. Breezy out of the east. Partly cloudy skies. Mostly sunny, 69 by Friday. Weekends shaping up to be quite nice. 73 on Saturday and Sunday, 77. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now in Salt Lake City, it is 43 degrees. And this hour of Utah's Morning News, my whole computer just died on
me here.
Oh,
my goodness. Well, the seven-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. While you boot that up, I will tell folks.
Both screens went dark on me there for a second.
We can, we do appreciate your texts every morning, especially on a day like today, letting us know about some serious traffic issues and about the, they had hail this morning. Where was that, up in Layton? So you can text us with a weather watcher update anytime at 57500, as long as it's safe for you to do so. But I wanted to encourage you to text the word news to 57500, because whenever there's a major issue, a breaking news story of importance, I mean, we don't send this all the time, but if the freeway's closed or if something, you know, happens that you need to know about, we'll text it right to your phone. That's 57500. Just text the word news.
I'm back.
Oh, you're back. Oh, good. Glad to hear it.
I think everybody's experienced that at the office.
Oh, sure.
When you're in the middle of a project or something and poof, things are gone. We'll check money news coming up next.